It's the Coach Home this week. Neil Atkinson hosting. We're going to concentrate on London, Arsenal and Chelsea sides who have done well this weekend. It's nice to be positive and upbeat. And I'm starting with, from the Football Fans podcast, Jordan Chad O'Brien, to talk about Arsenal. And we got you on when it was all looking a little bit gloomy, a little bit like it was trickier for Unai Emery than was early expected. And now it's nice to get you on when, you know, he can point at some results. He can say, you know what, we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 3 wins from 3 is a good start of a run, hopefully. I mean, you look at the table, which I don't until 10 games in, but if I have a peek at the table, I think United have lost 2 games like Arsenal. Spurs have now lost 2 games like Arsenal, but our 2 defeats were to City and to Chelsea. So that's a slight caveat between our 2 defeats, and also we've got a new manager, unlike those 2 other clubs as well. So yeah, it's good to kind of get some wins. It's good to get back-to-back away wins as well, which something is well documented last year. Away wins was a big problem for us. Yeah. In fact, it was downright embarrassing and unacceptable as well. But that's positive. There's still a lot of work, Neil, I think, to be done at Arsenal. And last time I spoke to you on your show, I said that I'm giving him 2 years. I think it's going to be a 2-year job. I don't have any massive expectations in terms of placing and trophy within that 2 years. What I do expect, though, is to see some players coming on. I want to see some players develop. It was a big, big cross next to Wenger's name in the latter years of his time at Arsenal. We've got some good young players coming through and some good not-so-young players as well that just need coaching. So that, for me, is what I'm judging him by in the next couple of years, a system. I want to look at my team play and know what we're trying to do, whether it's successful or not. A slightly side issue, but at least when I watch my team, I want to know what we're trying to do. So that's something I think 2 years in, I want to be able to clearly see as well. And that's kind of what I'm judging by at the moment. In the big games, finally, as well, I want to know that we're competitive and not know that before we even play Liverpool, before we even play Chelsea, United, these big teams, it's going to be a draw at best.